Jane Street makes the case for formal methods going mainstream. Jane Street, the quantitative trading firm whose software failures can cost millions of dollars in seconds, has published analysis arguing that formal methods are transitioning from academic niche to practical necessity. The firm contends that as software systems grow more complex and failure costs rise, the economic case for formal verification is strengthening across the industry. Not just in high-frequency finance. Central to Jane Street's argument is the claim that tooling has improved to the point where regular software engineers can apply formal verification techniques, not just specialized mathematicians. If accurate, that accessibility shift could represent an inflection point in how the broader industry approaches software reliability. The Hacker News discussion reflects genuine division. Developers who have built systems where failure carries extreme cost, trading infrastructure, medical devices, aerospace, tend toward enthusiasm, sharing experiences with tools like TLA Plus and Coq. Those working in typical business applications are more skeptical about whether the overhead is justified outside of high-stakes domains. Elsewhere in infrastructure, the Zero Serve project announced Caddy compatibility alongside performance figures of 3 times the throughput and 70% lower latency. The gains reportedly stem from more efficient connection pooling and request routing, and are achieved while maintaining compatibility with existing Caddy configurations, suggesting the underlying implementation was optimized without forcing users to change their deployment patterns. OpenRouter's new Fusion API, which provides a unified interface to multiple language models, is also attracting attention as organizations increasingly want to route tasks to the best suited model without rewriting integrations for each one. The approach addresses a real proliferation problem. As AI models multiply, the engineering overhead of switching between them has become a meaningful barrier to enterprise adoption.